WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The history of Fiona Apple's new third album, Extraordinary Machine, has been widely written about. It was originally produced by John Bryan, an L.A. pop rock musician who's worked with Amy Mann and done soundtrack work for director Paul Thomas Anderson. Initial reports said that Apple's label rejected the results as not commercial enough. Versions were leaked on the internet. Fiona Apple tells another story in interviews that she wasn't entirely satisfied with the results and re-recorded much of the album with a new producer. In any case, rock critic Ken Tucker says Apple's first release in 6 years is certainly extraordinary.
I don't understand about complementary colors and what they say. Side by side, they both get right. Together, they both get gray. But he's been pretty much yellow, and I've been kind of blue. But all I can see is red, red.
Fiona Apple has, and rarely has this verb been more accurate in a pop music review, crafted a collection of songs that evince a truly impressive amount of nerve, self-absorption, and anger, all of which I intend as compliments. This is one heck of a piece of singer-songwriter art. Extraordinary Machine is one of those albums that exists out of time. It could have been recorded during any decade of rock history. The song I just played, Red, 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 for all its simmering quietness, spews 70s punk fury. And the title song is a gorgeous piece of autobiographical art pop, much like Van Dyke Parks and early Randy Newman, circa the late 1960s.
I certainly haven't been shopping for any new shoes. And I certainly haven't been spreading myself around. I still only travel by foot, and by foot it's a slow climb. But I'm good at being uncomfortable, so I can't stop changing all the time. I notice that my opponent is always on the go and won't go slow so's not to focus. And I notice he'll let you ride with any guide as long as they go fast from whence he came, but he's no good at being uncomfortable, so we can't stop staying exactly the same. If there was a better way to go, then it would find me. I can't help it, the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me or treat me mean, I'll make the most of it. I'm an extraordinary machine.
That tune wouldn't be out of place in an early Stephen Sondheim musical, all prancing, ironic, cockeyed optimism about how, despite the fact that Fiona is prone to, quote, seek a new disaster every day, she always bounces back through her art. The title phrase, Extraordinary Machine, is how she describes herself, and it's no mere cute boast. Apple's 1996 debut was a triumph of 19-year-old soul-bearing, a songwriting binge that resonated with at least 2.7 million souls. She's both matured and, more trickily, remained the same. That Apple accomplishes this by venting against predatory men while pushing an image that's half Sylvia Plath, half Ally McBeal, makes her continued viability all the more impressive.
One man, he disappoint me. He give me the gouge and he take my glee. Now every other man I see remind me of the one.
Notice the way Apple's piano makes stabbing chords that jibe with sentiments such as, "Wait till I get him back, he won't have a back to scratch." Apple goes into a lower register to put a frown in her voice on a "He Done Me Wrong" song such as "Get Him Back." But she can also settle into a gorgeously languid croon on ballads like "Parting Gift."
I opened my eyes while you were kissing me once, more than once. And you looked as sincere as a dog. Just as sincere as a dog does when it's the food on your lips with which it's in love.
Equating your lover with an adoring dog, then calling him a, quote, "silly, stupid pastime of mine, always good for a rhyme," is one cold way to delineate a love affair that's gone wrong. Throughout Extraordinary Machine, you find yourself laughing with pleasure at Apple's wordplay, catching your breath at her ferocious bitterness or sarcasm, and then getting swept up in the swirling musicality of the scenarios she creates. She has an expansive vocabulary and a penchant for pastiche. Sometimes she makes it difficult to tell whether she's angry or satirizing singer-songwriter anger. This is, by now, one of many tools that she wields with dexterous strength and accuracy. After lo these many years spent tinkering, it turns out that her machine is all heart and soul.
Ken Tucker reviewed Fiona Apple's new album, Extraordinary Machine.